Well, greetings from a chilly and noisy Northern Ireland. I'm in the city of Belfast today. Apologies, haven't done an update video for a while, but I've been super busy. So I've been on the island of Ireland for a week with a team of around about 17, 18 people, sometimes larger. And we've had a wonderful week here. We've seen people come into Christ every single day. Seen some really cool healings, God doing great things, people baptized in the Holy Spirit, really just moving in revival and releasing blessing here. So had a great week. Whenever I come on these trips, it's like I literally just about get time to sleep, so a little challenging, but it's great to do that. Dropped my team off in Dublin Airport yesterday, and Dylan and I are here for three more days, so we get to hang out here in the beautiful city of Belfast, one of my favorite cities in the world. Hey, this evening I will be speaking at a wonderful church, Green Pastures, in the town of Ballymena, Northern Ireland, doing a healing service, teaching, laying hands on people, moving in the gifts of the Spirit there. So you're welcome to join us if you see this in time. I'm going to be flying back on Friday, and I'm looking forward to being in my churches in New England this coming Sunday. What else is happening as well? I have a brand new book that literally just went out of print. I believe I'll have them at the beginning of December, which will make a great Christmas present. The book is actually called Alive. It's all about the resurrection life of Jesus. One of the things I always say when I preach, when I give an altar call, is that Jesus never came to turn bad people into good people. Jesus came to turn dead people into alive people. And Christianity is actually not a set of beliefs. It's not a doctrine. It's not a style of life that you adopt or principles. Jesus, the eternal life of God, in him was life. John says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, the same was in the beginning with God. In him was life, and that life was the light of man. Jesus, the person, second person of the Trinity, is the life of God. And at Calvary's cross, Jesus, life, died and then rose again. And Christianity is far less about, you know, what you believe and what you do than having life in you. Jesus said, come to me and I will give you life. I am the bread of life. Now, when we receive that life, it should change what we think, what we understand, and of course, what we do. But those are the fruits and not the roots. So, brand new book coming out end of November, beginning of December, called Alive. You can pre-order a copy right now on Amazon. And what else is going on? I have about the last 2 weeks of November, some quieter times. So I'll be just at home and my church is there. Hey, the beginning of December, December 1st through the 8th, Leah and I will be flying to Israel. We're going together with about 1,000 pastors. Prime Minister Netanyahu has invited a bunch of pastors and influencers to come to Israel, and literally paying for the trip, paying for flights, hotels, everything. So we're going to go there and spend a week. We get to go to the Knesset and meet the Prime Minister. I actually want to go to the Holocaust Museum there, and really looking forward to that. It's my first time in Israel. Leah went years ago to Ruth Heflin's home in Mount Zion, so I'm looking forward to that great time there. Thank you, Dylan. And glory. Really good cup of coffee at one of my favorite cafes. So, hey, let me end this with this. I've been thinking this all week that God always wants us to grow. If there's one thing I think God is saying to the church, it's grow up. But you can grow up. You can grow out. You can grow old. You can grow bitter. Or you can grow better. And it's interesting. I find that as somebody who travels a lot, I'll often meet somebody I've known years ago. Maybe I was even close with years ago. And yet when I meet them again, there's a disconnect because they haven't grown and I have. And they want to relate as they were and I were 20 years ago and not where they are now. Jesus comes to his own hometown in Luke 4 and they can't relate to him. They quite literally want to kill him because all they can do is see little Jesus who works for his dad, the carpenter. And I just want to encourage you, keep growing in God. Grow in grace, grow in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Grow as you walk through life. Grow. We don't you know, some people learn a bunch of truths, and they are truths, foundational truths, important things, things we rightly want to protect and defend and stand up for. I'm like, amen to all of that. We're really good at that in the church in one way. But sometimes it's like we build a castle around the truth we know. We build walls around it so nobody will attack it. And the danger in those walls and those thinkings, and most denominations do this, is we actually don't allow God to stretch us, challenge us, or bring other truths that we maybe haven't seen. And let me say a really controversial thing here today. Your denomination, your non-denominational denomination, your group, your stream, hasn't learned everything yet. There are still things that are always in the Bible, not new things outside of the Bible, but things that are in the Bible that you haven't yet seen that God wants to show you. And I think when we develop a posture, a position, a standing with God, that we are going to be lifelong learners, that's a really powerful thing. So keep growing, keep stretching. If you're not stretching in your Christian life, you're not growing. If you're just happy with where you are, you're not growing. If you look down on other people in the body of Christ with a sense of even legitimate superiority, thinking, I know things they don't know, ha ha ha, I'm higher than them, you may be 100% right, but you're not looking up and seeing what you don't know. So grow in God, grow in the knowledge of God, grow in more of God, grow and allow Him to speak to you in new and interesting ways. When you get around people who know things you don't know, stop trying to tell them what you know. I've noticed some Christians, as they get older, is they always want to tell everybody what they know that others don't. Now, I love preaching and teaching, but I try to make it a lifelong ambition that when I'm not officially preaching and teaching, I don't preach and teach. Like, I don't tell others what to do. I don't want to be constantly like doing that. I want to learn. I want to suck. I want to pull. I want to grow. So keep growing in God. Be a lifelong learner. Be a lifelong grower. And I believe that will bless you. Hey, one last thought is on that as well. But you know, a great way of doing that is reading books. I'm going to go to one of my favorite Christian bookstores in the world here in a moment. And I love picking up a book because often you can get 30 years of wisdom from somebody else for literally a few dollars, a few bucks. And that's a powerful, powerful thing. When somebody writes a book, they'll often put years of hard-bought, hard-paid-for experience into that book and they write. So read a good book today, read your Bible today, let God stretch you and grow in God today. Selah. Well, I hope to see some of you this evening in Ballymena, Green Pastures, 7:15 p.m. or in New England this coming weekend. And bless you wherever you are across the fruited plain. Hey, if any of my friends in Israel are watching this, I'm open to doing a couple of nights in Israel. Never preached in Jerusalem. I often said there was a saying the Jewish people had for many years. It was kind of like a prophetic proverb anyway. They'd say, this time next year in Jerusalem. This time next year in Jerusalem. So this time in December in Jerusalem. Looking forward to being there. Guys, bless you wherever you're at. Drop me a line. Give this a thumbs up. Share it. If you're not yet one of our million subscribers, hit the cute little button below. And I'll see you real soon. Bye for now.